Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Stacy and Ray. This is the diary.
Hey.
We come out of Sacramento every Sunday at 3, from 3 to 4 out of Sacramento. The Diary is the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers, and I am the director of the program. Ray is my co-host, and she also chairs our association, and I bet she forgot she did.
Of course not.
But she did.
Great honor.
Great honor. Okay, we're here every Sunday, 3 to 4, and let me give the call-in number because I never do, and I'm hoping we get some callers today. Call-in number is 917-889-9946. And I was thinking, you know, once I get some callers, I'll do the toll-free thing. But until then, you know, we will, because everybody pretty much has toll-free calling on their cell phone. But today's show, we're talking about a couple of things. This is the last day of February, so it is our wrap-up for Black History Month. We're going to have the answers to the Black History quiz questions, and we're going to talk about what's up at the Southern Poverty Law Center and how LaRae had a wide awakening that I am as brilliant as we all think that I am.
Even more so
when we talk about that. We're going to talk about Black leadership in America and being the end of Black History Month. What I want to put on people's minds is that, once again, Black history what? Life?
For me,
right?
Exactly.
You can't say that. Reading your mind.
Black history life.
It's Black history life. Right. So we're going to talk about the so-called Black leadership in America, and what I've looked up and kind of researched, and what the national programs are. We're going to go over what they're supposed to be about, and what they're doing, and what we think they're not doing. And most importantly today, ending Black History Month, because there's nothing more important to me being a Black person than Black history.
Right.
And appreciating the struggles and the sufferings of not only my parents, but all of my great-great-grandparents, all of Black Americans that suffered and stood up and were bold and brave so we can have the luxuries we have today. And for Black people, it was just simply being able to be treated equal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important. Being the last day of Black History Month, let's not miss out on the importance of that, and to walk into March, April, May, June, July, August, September, November, December, January of next year, respecting what people have done on our behalf. So we're going to talk about Black apathy, because that is just the opposite of what we do at the Association of African American Single Mothers. We care about people. We care. We're concerned. So we're going to go over, first of all, people may not even know what that means. So we're going to go over apathy as by definition, what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tremendous amount of it in, you know, I mean, I care about Black people because I'm Black. I care about all people, but I care about Black people first because I'm Black. And there's a tremendous amount of apathy among Black people, period. You know, I mean, period. As long as I have mine, I don't care if you have yours.
Right.
I mean, seriously, honestly, it's to a point where it sickens me, and I don't understand why it is the way that it is, and we're going to discuss that in ways that we can just stop. We have to stop that, because we're the way that we are because of that. Nobody stands up and says, no, all Black men aren't thieves. You know, they're the highest population in jail for a reason. You know, there are a lot of reasons why, and you know, in the Black community, things are the way they are, but we can do something about it to make it better, you know, and everybody jumped on Bill Cosby, because he basically, you know, he got old, and he sees all this stuff, and he was one of the people out there marching, you know what I'm saying, and he's gotten old, and he's like, what's wrong with these Black people?
Right.
We march for a reason, not for you to walk around looking stupid and blah, 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 and you know, so everybody thought he was crazy. But he's for real, because he's a Black man that struggles for other Black people as an actor, as a man, and then he sees all of his work for naught. And he's, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. So Black apathy, we're going over that. And then we're going to also talk about my week real quick, what's up at the AAASM Outreach in Sacramento, and our low-cost website design that we now have The AAASM volunteers will design a website and maintain it for a low price, and all the money from that goes to support our program. Because as you know, mm-hmm. Lorraine, we have a very difficult time getting support for our program.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I've never run a nonprofit organization before in my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, but everything that I've studied, you know, you go to the people that have the highest stake in what you're doing. So I'm out there helping black people. So I try to go to black people because they have the highest stake in what I'm doing. You would think you go to black people because you are black and you are helping black people so black people would support you. That's kind of a logical thing.
Right.
But it's not. That's not how it works.
Happened.
That's not how it works. That's not what happens. When we talk about our Black Leadership in America section, we gonna see it doesn't happen. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I updated my bio. I want to say that today. I want everybody to go there, take a look. I got some pictures of my mother, father, me as a kid, older siblings as kids, and then I kind of go over what. You know why I'm doing this thing, because as you know, the Association of African American Single Mothers started in 1997 as the concept began in my mind. I was poor, but I was educated, so I knew I wasn't going to stay poor. I would put myself in a situation I knew I could get out of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the association started, to help other mothers that weren't as blessed maybe and quote, educated as me,
right.
to help those moms. Now it evolves to helping people in poverty no matter what your age, race, religion, sexual orientation, or anything. So, you know, that's what we've evolved into, and that's what's evolved. And so I changed my bio because it had some old stuff. Old pictures of Jesse, old pictures of Chris. Chris didn't even have a beard that he has right now. So,
he had a beard.
Yeah. So now my week. Now, as a person, as an individual, and you know, now as I get older now, I'm not as busy
mm-hmm.
because before I was busy getting educated as a young woman.
Right.
And then I was busy being a mom by myself, single parent for the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now my kids are grown. I'm not as busy, just busy doing
uh-huh.
stuff. Now I can go sue people I should have sued, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, uh-huh. as I get older, I think about, Stacey, who are you? Why are you the way that you are? Because either... You know, some people love me, and I realize some people hate me. But the people that hate me are the people that I stood up to. You know what I mean? The people that I put my foot down and said no. Or the people I said, who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that don't like me. The people that call me an uppity Negro. Those are the people that don't like me.
Yeah.
So I don't really care about that. So being as I grew up, you know, I love math. You know, math is my specialty. And when people love math,
that's
usually
excellent.
A math person is a logical thinker. And I've realized I'm a logical thinker. You know, if I'm going to do business with somebody,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to discuss the business. I'll put it upon myself to write up a contract. Let's negotiate the contract. If you say
mm-hmm.
we're going to do business, then here's a contract. My consideration is you paying me, and we're going to go forward. That's what a logical thinker thinks.
Okay.
So when people try to blow smoke up my ass,
mm-hmm.
ask me to do a bunch of stuff, and when it comes down to the money,
uh-huh.
then all of a sudden, Stacey is up to something. So that was my weak business. So I'm thinking I got business. I'm thinking we doing business. I wrote the contract. I wrote it based on what you told me. Okay, I revised it. Based on what you told me.
They look at it and they act like it's in a foreign language.
Right, and then we got a date. Oh, you got a date. Wait. You got a date. You want me to start. Okay, well, like any business, and maybe just because I'm black, I'm supposed to do it for free. Like any business, here's the contract. This is what we're going to do. You want to start here. I need the money here. And then all of a sudden, everybody start getting funny style.
Yeah.
And then when they start getting funny style, who's the one that with the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop doing this. Wait. Everything was smooth and hunky-dory when Stacey was going here and going there and doing
right,
this and
exactly.
right there. But soon as Stacey said, bottom line, okay, we start tomorrow. Stacey got to get paid
right.
today for the association. We already ain't got no money to support the grandmas we
yeah.
feed. You know what I'm saying?
It's all people wanting something for nothing.
For nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but my thing is with this one person is that your job, you ain't doing it for free.
Right. Exactly. They don't see that.
You're not doing it for free.
Uh-huh.
But you want Stacey and all Stacey's volunteers and the Association of African American Single Mothers to come out there who get no money because, quote, the quote line on all of our donation denials, although your program is valuable, we support other programs and we do not have funds to support you. And I always want to write them all back. Show me two programs that you support that help these black boys growing up in a home with no
father. Same thing.
You know, tell me. That's what I'm saying. You know, that was my week out there in Sacramento. Don't blow smoke up my ass. You can't. Because I'm a logically thinking person.
Wow.
If we're going to do business, let's do business. If we're not, don't play games.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, Stacy nice, Stacy sweet, Stacy got this. Stacy want to do business just like you do. So don't blow smoke up my ass.
Right on.
You know, it's break time, and, you know, I'm feeling love. You know, I got to play. I love my people. That's why I go out there and I fight for my people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love my – that's just the way it is. Read the bio. That's just the way it is. There were some people out there way back in the day that loved me, and I wasn't even around. Somebody back in the day loved me and did what they were supposed to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody out there doing that for these young kids today, even their parents, and it's a damn shame. So what I'm going to play right now is the Love Doctor.
Yay!
This is Stacy. I'm back, and I love you. You know that. That was the Love Doctor. We got to play that all the time.
Yeah.
This is Stacy and Ray. This is the Diary. We come out of Sacramento every Sunday from 3 to 4. Today, the last day of Black History Month, we're discussing what we talked about, and we're going to go over right now the Black History Quiz, Black Leadership in America, Black Apathy Across America, and what we're going to do to change all of that. And you just heard about my week, so we're going to go on.
There you go.
All right. So, call-in number, please call us. Let us know what you think about anything that we discuss on the diary. And we hope we're going to reach out a little more in a little more of the right directions, but we do have a lot of people listening. So please try to listen when we're on so you can add valuable content and tell me if I am full of shit because I want to know. I want to know it. So you can call in at 917-889-9946. So, but whether I am full of it or not, you know, I got a personal relationship with my creator, and I get up every morning to make sure that I'm doing my best to move in the right direction. I swear to God, you know, and I do. And that's why I thank God for my parents, because they were just hard, strong individuals that, like the Black Panthers, did what was right. And they, for their people, they 11 little people, they kids, okay, they 11 people. My family did the right thing, and the Black Panthers did the right thing, so we're going to have answers to these questions we had on there. All right, number one, where was the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense founded? Explanation, the party was founded in 1966 after the Watts riots in response to heightened incidents of police brutality in the city. The Black Panther Party wanted to end the brutality and were willing to take direct action using every tool available to them within the law. Them is some righteous brothers. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Okay?
That is true.
You know, not just like today, I ain't going out there. I'm like, my Lexus might get scratched. I ain't messing with that man. You know what I mean? I mean, come on now. I don't know him. He ain't there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, as long as you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
All right, question number two. Who are the founding members of the Black Panther Party? Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale were both students at Oakland Community College. Newton was studying law and was well-versed in California Penal Code. Both were Maoists, so they followed Mao.
Uh-huh.
And so the two created an organization that reflected their beliefs. That's all you can do.
Right.
You have a belief, you try to go out there and help.
And they used it as a framework. They didn't take it word for word in any way. They also added their own needs and updated the information.
Right. And some righteous brothers.
Yes, they were.
All right. What single act, question three, what single act announced the Black Panthers Party presence to the people of Oakland in February of 1967? The Black Panther Party started following the police while on patrols around the city. In February 1967, it followed a police call to find a citizen being assaulted by the police. The Black Panther Party stood a reasonable distance behind the confrontation, and at that time, 75 feet was defined by precedents to be a reasonable distance. They stood with shotguns pointed towards the sky. Brutality stopped, and the citizen was taken away peacefully while several members of the community watched. That incident made an impact that would reverberate throughout the U.S. and the Black Panther in Panther. Mm. That's the scene that opens the movie.
Oh.
But they're standing with their guns in the air and they suit and they leather jackets and the UEP is California's law, state set, blah 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 blah. If that's what they're talking about, and that's the most. Now I was hooked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't show me some brothers that's defending other brothers. Don't do that, cause I get hooked. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Question four. What was the Black Panthers' response to California passed the Mulford Act, when California passed the Mulford Act, a bill designed to ban the display of loaded weapons in 1967? The party armed Black Panther Party members, 30 armed Black the party members marched in formation in the Capitol building in Sacramento, walking past the then governor, Ronald Reagan, who was speaking to future leaders on our program, future leaders on the lawn. The Black Panther Party, led by Bobby Seale, then read Executive Mandate Number 1 inside the Capitol building to the reporters who were covering the Reagan event. And it shows what the statement is. So I would say go to the Black Panther, the original Black Panther Party's website, figure out for yourself what did I just say? Amendment Number 1 is. And you'll know what he said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, question number five. Which is the first of the Black Panther Party's 10-point program? Was the first of the 10 points? The 10-point program was as follows, and the number one was, we want freedom, we want power to determine the destiny of our Black community. We believe that Black people will not be free until we are able to determine our destiny. And that's the there are 10 points. That is number one. How are we doing on time?
We are a little over.
Okay.
A little over. Yes, we're over by about 3 minutes.
Okay, we're cool. We good. Mm-hmm. All right. Question number six. What was the name of the book that got Eldridge Cleaver the position of Minister of Information of the Black Panther Party? And this book was a raw scream at Black oppression that called on Black people to take up arms and change the world. Okay. Question number seven. Who did the Black Panther Party draft as Field Marshal of the East Coast? Field Marshal of the East Coast in June 1967, and that would be Stokely Carmichael, who was disciplined by Dr. Martin Luther King. although he was a lot more radical, and the leader of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC. All right, question number 8 and beyond, Ray.
Oh, my. Okay, I forgot I was. Let's see. Okay,
number
question
8.
Mm-hmm. What was Huey P. Newton charged with on October 28, 1967? Explanation, he was officially charged with kidnapping, murder, and attempted murder in the altercation with Officer John Fry, in which Fry was killed and Huey was critically injured. The Free Huey campaign was immediately launched. Huey is found guilty of voluntary manslaughter in September of 1968 due to the controversy surrounding the shooting and the inability to determine whether Huey or his companion, Gene McKinney, shot Officer Fry. Okay, question 9. What was the name of the FBI division given the task of destroying the Black Panther Party? The FBI's counterintelligence program sent agents to the BPP to create chaos and dissent among members and the leadership. They were widely believed to be the cause of the rift that developed between Steele and Newton. They were directly responsible for the assassination of Fred Hampton and several other Panther leaders. And so, wow. FBI's counterintelligence program.
Right, Intel Pro, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's
okay.
What we talked about.
All right, and question 10. Who were the first Black Panther members to run for political office? That was cut out of the... Okay.
No, oh. It's up there, isn't it?
No. When J. Edgar Hoover declared the BPP public enemy number one, the party became much more than political... in focus. Elaine Brown ran for City Council of Oakland and Bobby Seale ran for mayor. Both ran under the Peace and Freedom Party. The next year, they placed 4 party members on the Berkeley City Council.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. Okay. Question 11, and this is just true or false.
Okay.
Okay, so Okay. Bobby Seale was killed in a police shootout on May 6, 1973. The answer is false. The Black Panther Party had offices in nearly every major city in America, and nearly every office was attacked by the police. Many were bombed, some were set on fire, but mostly the police attacked the armies with shotgun-wielding cops ready to take down what J. Edgar Hoover had deemed the single greatest threat to America. Bobby Seale was a participant in many of those shootouts, but he was not killed in one. Bobby is alive
today. Yep, and he's a nice roly-poly
head
old guy.
The whole thing because that was very important.
Okay.
Okay.
Black
Panther Party started free breakfast programs for children, free clinics for Greater Oakland community, and brought Black history to American schools. That is absolutely
true.
And that is one of the reasons why you honor them.
Right, that's right.
Because you continue their work. It's very, very...
And you know what, though? Huey P., that's my boy, and he was fine. I must be feeling him from heaven because I did not know that they did Black History.
I don't think he's dead.
Huey, oops.
I don't know. That was
He's dead.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, well, we have that answer.
Right.
On too.
Right.
But anyways, during the heyday of the BPP, whenever you saw an office, you saw a breakfast program that gave morning nourishment to the hungry minds of the children from the neighborhood. During those breakfasts, the children were given heavy doses of Black history and critical thinking skills to take to schools. Because of the success of these programs, the federal government got on board and developed a free lunch program for its schools.
But why not Black history?
Inner city curriculums to include Black history.
Until what year?
They did. They
in the South?
Before this, there was nothing, okay? So what we have now needs to be expanded.
We went back to nothing.
But they had absolutely...
I'm sorry. I shouldn't.
It was okay. I understand what you're saying, but they... You know, they definitely
did
it.
Yeah, I got you.
If they haven't updated it in the manner of...
Oh, right. Because maybe Jesse Jackson's old pimp ass should have done it. But I'm sorry.
BPP would also start free clinics for the neighborhoods. That's why idealistic MGs and students in need of hands-on education. And then it says, the last question is, Huey P. Newton was killed by his drug dealer.
Now, unfortunately.
No, that's, I guess it is true.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. I answered false. How do you say it? COINTELPRO destroyed the BPP.
CONTELPRO.
It's pronounced CONTELPRO.
Yeah.
Okay, CONTELPRO.
Oh, okay.
Destroyed the BPP from the inside as well as the outside. They created rumors of dissension among the party members, created rifts between the leadership, and eventually separated Steele and Newton. Key members were killed or sent to prison, and slowly the BPP became irrelevant. Newton was sent to prison two more times before his death in 1989. Oh, okay. He developed an addiction to crack cocaine and was killed by a 24-year-old dealer on the streets. He spent the important years of his life trying to save.
Yep. That's all right. So that's the answers to the questions.
Yes, we
and, yeah, it wasn't that long ago before I realized how great the Black Panthers were that I realized he had just died a couple of years prior to, you know, so that was kind of sad. But, yeah, so that's it. Now, tell me. We got time. Mm-hmm. We altered some stuff.
Right.
Tell me about the new Black Panther Party and the Southern Poverty Law Center, our folks, which you discovered this week, and then we're going to take a break after that.
Well, you know, apparently, which I find really interesting to – I need that one.
Okay.
Which I find really interesting to be able to add into the story of how you feel about the Black Panthers and how you feel about the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, is that they get kind of married in the issue of defending themselves against what they what this one organization calls the New Black Panther Party.
Okay.
And they are so much more militant, but in a very violent and destructive manner, and they are at a time especially where it can be really dangerous for many different reasons. They're a separatist group, and they have come out and they have said horrible things about Jews. They said horrible things about whites in general, to the point where there would never be any way for any kind of negotiation or...
Nobody want to deal with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's embarrassing to a lot of the people who started the original organizations. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has pointed to what they call the NBPP, which is the new Black Panther Party, has pointed to NBPP members stating sympathy or understanding of advocacy of genocide of whites. And, you know, he says something like, if there are no good crackers, and if you find one, kill him before he changes. And just, you know,
that's what the new Black Panther Party
talked
about.
And so Huey P. Newton Foundation issued a news release denouncing the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And it reads in part that as a guardian of the true history of the Black Panther Party, the Dr. Huey P. Newton Foundation, which includes former leading members of the party, denounces this group's exploitation of the party's name and history. Failing to find its own legitimacy in the Black community, this band would graft from the party's name upon itself, which we condemn. They degenerate the party's name by promoting concepts absolutely counter to the revolutionary principles on which the party was founded. The Black Panthers were never a group of angry young militants full of fury toward the white establishment. The party operated on love for Black people, not hatred of white people.
Wow.
Yes.
That's excellent. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, you know, you're going to get what you put out there.
Exactly.
So if you put out love toward your people, you will eventually get love back, not only from your people,
absolutely,
but from other people toward your people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to work on every day. And I feel them about being angry, but that solves nothing. That just brings more anger.
Exactly.
You know?
And your guys at the Southern Poverty Law Center
also
back that up by putting them, the new Black Panther Party, on their list of hate groups.
Wow. Yeah.
So it is that strong within
the
Southern Poverty Law Center, which just shows that you were marrying the Southern Poverty Law Center with the original Black Panthers, which I like to call now the original.
Yes, right.
And
And me.
And you were doing that before I, you know, before I saw this connection online, and before, you know, this connection is being made on your show.
Right.
So, you know, you definitely foreshadowed having the feel for the original.
Right.
That they have the statement that needed to be made.
And for the OG.
Called Rudy Law Center, that they had the defense.
Right.
In a very, very legitimate manner.
Right.
That was upholding those types of beliefs.
Well, see, like me, you know, like me, they OGs,
mm-hmm.
you know.
There you go.
And ain't nothing better than an OG.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing better than an OG. And really, by definition, OG means old gangster.
Oh.
But mm-hmm. from, you know, from where I come from,
mm-hmm.
and you, and in my experience, I have six older brothers.
Uh-huh.
Six cool older brothers. So I always wanted to be cool like my brother.
Uh-huh.
So whatever my brothers did,
you did.
One of my brothers, who's a doctor to this day, was mm-hmm. so cool. He hooked up his car and his A-track to where he had the green and red lights,
uh-huh.
the base, the lights.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
The lights would flash in his car
yes.
to the base of the music.
Oh, wow.
That's how cool my brother was.
Wow.
That's how cool I am. Yay! You know what I mean?
No,
so,
really. But you had that formula going
yeah,
on already.
That's right.
And
and ain't nobody cooler than the original Black Panthers.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And so for the young people who do listen to this show,
right.
and who also go to the
ASM.org
website,
right.
they would need to know not to affiliate
no,
themselves
no.
with anything that they see. That
you know what? Come to the AASM. We
right.
will tell you how we all
exactly.
as a group go get it together. And
go.
What I'm going to play now, we need a long break. I'm going to play this cool, cool little rap thing I found. And all of me loves all of you. Is that? No. All the way. That's because I love my people all the way.
Oh,
and I truly
great.
Believe, I truly believe what you put out, you get back. And
there
as far as me in the corporate world, and I'll knock on wood that I learned this lesson, and my young daughter said, Mom, if you always think they racist, then you always going to get racist people at you. You got to think that these people love you. And in my whole career in corporate mm-hmm. America, I know they were racist, and I focused on racism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that almost ruined my career,
yeah.
but I'm such a perfectionist at what I do, came up, because I do what I do for God, not for white people or people I work for.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I'm saying? So we're going to focus on love. We got to focus on love. We can't focus on racism and hatred, because that's all we're going to get back. And even my young daughter, even your young kids can teach
mm-hmm.
you what you've already told. You told them that. And they telling you, and that's why I love kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mom, focus on what you want. I want love. So all of me, all the way, all the way. I love my people all the way. So we're going to play all the way. We'll be back.
Okay.
Your thoughts with me and you ain't feeling the gloom. You thinking the ways that you can enter what you withstood, what's bad and what's good in your hood. So when we go there, you know that you're understood. I love coffee shops, I'm glad we can meet. You inspire the track that you probably should peep. I'm researching places that we can eat and places to recover after nights of heat. You a midnight treat, mid-morning brunch to everything in between as we build the lunch. I get the subtle vibration, so it's more than a hunch. I want to be the one you call when you're wearing your pumps.
Hey, folks.
That was nice.
That was nice. I like that little rap stuff.
Yeah.
You know, some stuff is good. As long as they ain't doing too much disrespecting in the language, I'm cool.
No.
You know?
I like it when it's melodic.
Yeah, right, right. And that's why music is wonderful. You know, it comes from all sources, all places.
Yes, it does.
And you should be able to appreciate all types of music. So I do. I know that. Okay, this is a diary every Sunday, right?
Right on.
From 3 to 4, and we love people. This is a show for the Association of African-American
Single Mothers.
Please.
Call-in number.
What is it?
It's 917.
889-9946. There we go. And please help us raise funds for the association. If you need a website for your family, for your church, small business, very low price. It's upfront fee. We make arrangements if you need payment arrangements, but we need to build funds for the association. The websites are wonderful. There's one that we've done for my consulting business already online. Take a look. This is what the association can do. And I think it's great for families to have websites. You can have a family website where every family member has a page.
Oh,
you know,
cute.
I think that's cool. And then for all over the country, people can access it.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah, so we do it for individuals, for families. Our volunteers are great. We maintain it for you, and it looks great. So.
And it's a really good way for people who are unfamiliar with how to navigate those kinds of things to just practice with it and get great with it because everybody needs to know.
Right,
the basics.
Right. So help us raise funds. We're not just asking you for money, and we're not giving something back.
I think I'm going to have to build one for me.
There we go.
Yeah,
you got some money, though, right?
You have some money. I'm
not afraid.
No.
Okay, you're going to work
my way.
All right. Woo.
Go.
Thank you. All right, here we go. So what we're talking about right now is we have our Black History Wrap-Up. You know, all this month we honored our folks. We talked about Martin Luther King and how his dream turned into a nightmare. We did that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about famous people. Everybody knows now Paul Robeson was a famous football star as the actor, right?
Yes.
And that Jack Johnson not only was a fighter that whooped some tail, but he also was an inventor, right?
Right on.
We got the history of Black History Month and how it was,
cool.
It came to be. It wasn't because it's the shortest month of the year. The Negro tail.
That's all I knew.
That's all Negro's wives tell. Okay?
That's all I knew.
Okay, so it's not that. It's because of what? You remember why?
Abraham Lincoln and.
Our black dude, Douglas, right?
Yes,
Frederick
Douglass.
Are both born in February.
Although I said that I didn't know that Abraham was a black man.
Right.
But.
And you got to love Abraham Lincoln because really, not long after he freed the slaves, he got his cat peeled back.
Yeah, I wonder why that was.
Oh, no. You let the Negroes free.
Same reason Kennedy.
Right, he got his cap peeled back for a number of reasons, but it was basically, this country likes peeling people's caps back for righteousness.
They do. And defending people themselves.
Right. What's up with that?
They were defending people that weren't white men.
Right.
That's all they were doing.
In the history of Irish Americans, which is what the Kennedys were,
mm-hmm.
they were so familiar with oppression because
mm-hmm.
back in the day when America started, Irish was just bad as black
right.
people.
Uh-huh.
And then because I found out my secret love, Stephen Colbert, and I watched Colbert.
Yeah.
He is Irish, and he was on, mm-hmm. now, Louis Henry Gates, that dude that got arrested, he does a series of programs for PBS.
Oh, yeah.
And he does This American Life.
Yes. Yeah.
And back in the day, and I just realized this, and I'm going to do this quick.
Okay.
And I love history, especially when there's black people in there.
I know. It is so much fun.
Okay, back in the day when, Irish people were immigrating mm-hmm. through Ellis Island, blah, blah, blah. Well, they were his family came in the 1800s, right, when slavery was about to end, Civil War.
Okay.
And what America did with this righteous, this Christian nation, okay, the leaders were telling the Irish when they come in, uh-huh. don't fight for the Union. Who's the free people? The Confederacy and the Union.
Yeah.
Don't fight for the Union, because if the Union wins, the black people are going to take your job.
Oh, see, it's always the same thing.
Always the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's what this Christian nation,
yeah.
all right, the Confederate guys over there, them southern states,
uh-huh.
that's what they were telling these Irish people. And Stephen Colbert is the most righteous white dude on TV. So you could tell the look on his face, and he was saying, don't fight for the blacks, right? And he was looking, that's how he said it. So they told us not to fight for the blacks. You know, and I love Stephen Colbert because he's a righteous white man. And he also is born in 1964 and also has 10 other siblings like me. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. That's why I love him. That's my boy. And he's righteous.
And is he your birth sign, too?
Yeah, December. He's born He's born in May. In May.
Taurus.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's when my dad was born. That's a sweet man born in May. Sweet man born in May. And my Jesse's dad born in May. Sweet man born in May. Okay, so, all right. Jesse's dad. All right, here we go. So that's what we did for Black History, month and all that good stuff. And what I want black people to do and to feel is like every day for you should be Black History Day. You should feel proud about the accomplishments. America would not be America if not mm-hmm. for the struggles of black Americans. We were, like my sister, my older sister, Mignon, and I love her, but she called Mexican people of Mexican descent, she called them the new Negroes. She wouldn't exactly say it like that, but she's like 16
uh-huh.
years older than
right,
me.
Right, right.
So if I'm 45,
but
she's
the,
close to 60.
And that
but you
makes,
know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's the work. It's we built the country. You know, us in the age. You know,
yeah.
America used whoever America could use
exactly.
to build this country. But
and it was.
Well, the books clearly define that America would not be America if not for that farming industry that was a boom.
Oh,
and they went to Africa and they got them people that I got on my website, and one of them looked scary. I'm like, that's my great-great-great-grandmother? She was scary. I'm 45, and I want to. But look at them hard, strong
uh-huh.
people. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
We have to, Black History Month has to be every day in your heart if you're black. And you have to walk a path that shows that you respect the struggles of those black people. You have to do that. All right.
Woo!
Preaching sister. You know, and I watch those preachers. I mean, we don't spend more time doing that stupid shit than telling somebody what to do.
So true.
I mean, breathing like that on a regular basis makes you tired. You don't know what the hell you tell. Quit doing all that and tell people what they need.
Organize some stuff.
What the hell is that? No.
Organize your parishioners to bring food in to give
oh
to the
my
food program.
God. Oh.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Black organizations, somebody else to be mad at right now. Black organizations in America. Each purpose. And as we end Black History Month,
uh-huh.
because I want to go on to new things. New possibilities,
okay.
New things. I want black people to think in new ways. We need to think in new ways because we suck, okay? As a culture, as a people, we suck. If you think we don't suck, you're stupid. All right? And I'm tired of being reflected as the only culture in America that really sucks. You know, my parents didn't do all they did, so we could suck in 2010. Damn. Okay. So, I looked under blacknews.com. Well, I actually Googled, and that's the first thing that came up.
Mm-hmm.
And I Googled black organizations because I want to see what the names of these things are and what their purposes are and to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We suck so bad. Their purpose could only be to, we vow that we will continue, that the black race continue to suck.
Okay, good.
Right?
Exactly.
Logical thinker, right? Math for a logical thinker. We have sucked for years.
And I bet that's going to tell a story of why.
Okay.
I bet you.
Well, I'm going to tell the story of why.
Okay.
All right. So, black organizations in America. All right, here we go.
You're
okay, but no, what I wanted to say first off, and we might have to continue, but we got to get to apathy, and that might be a two-part thing.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, but what I wanted to say in blacknews.com,
mm-hmm.
under their black news,
right?
I want to tell you what they think is black news.
Hey, I know.
Okay,
don't
here's their
me.
Black news. Flavor Flav, $60,000. Okay, that's their black news. That's what they feel black people need to know.
Oh, yeah.
My ex-husband owns $65,000. His black ass ain't on there. All right. Here we go. That's one. Serena's new school in Kenya. Okay, that's good. Serena's black ass got a school in the ghetto and wherever she came from.
Not here.
Okay.
Why not here? That's all. All right. I'm not saying that other places
your
don't
one school
help.
Is not going to keep them from doing what they do.
Exactly.
If we can build up, in my philosophy on going to Africa and helping them kids, let's build up all the black people in America.
Here. And then we have,
so many people with resources and education and money that
here
we can all of us black people can go to Africa and live and take care of all of them forever. But your one ass little school ain't gonna do nothing there.
That's
all right.
Exactly.
Here we go. Everybody black that got money gonna hate me. But okay.
That's stupid.
All right. Here we go. Here's something else black people really need to know.
All right.
Monica's new music video. I didn't know Monica was back.
I didn't even know that either.
Okay. Here we go. We need to know that. And
okay.
Tiger Woods, the boy.
Little boo. He just had to go.
All right, and you know what? And you know what? Let me talk on Tiger and cultures and respect for your culture. Yeah, we talk about he shouldn't have never got married. That's all he did. Hoes is okay if you got the money. If you're single, that's what you do. He ain't cute anyway.
Right.
You should play with Flav can have 16 honeys. Tiger can have some. He just got married.
You know,
all right.
He did, exactly.
And let me go back to Tiger and the look on Tiger's mama's face. And that's what I want to see in black America. When there's the Asian culture. I respect them. And my first thing is years. Do you ever see an Asian bum? Well, the past 4 years, 5 years, maybe you see a couple. But every kind
everybody's
of bum.
Having a hard time.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, in your history, you don't see Asian bums walking around. Because why? Because they respect their culture.
Mm-hmm.
They respect their people. They are people that respect. They're not going to go out and do anything that shames their culture. That is an Asian person. That's an Asian lifestyle.
That's true.
To their detriment.
Mm-hmm.
Them, they tore it on our asses.
Yeah.
It didn't have a problem. Okay, so don't think the little Taliban fools ain't going to do it. You know what I mean? They drove planes right into our ships. Yeah, we got a two-part series. Look at your watch.
Yeah.
But if you look on the look on Tiger Woods' mama's face when he was apologizing about getting the poonanny,
mm-hmm.
she's probably thinking in her mind, that is his daddy. That is his black daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The look on her face is like, you don't do that in Asia. You don't disgrace your Asian family by something, especially that dumb, but by anything.
Right.
I want black people to be that same way.
Yeah.
That it ain't so cute for all our daughters to be out there showing their tails in the high school and showing their and the guys showing their underwear and ain't got no respect and don't know how to talk to nobody. That's where we are as for our black
Absolutely.
Kids right now today. All right?
Yeah, so we've talked about that.
Now, these black organizations, I want black people to respect being black.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 100 black men of America. What are they supposed to do? Okay? What are they supposed to do? They need to go over here in some of these little ghetto junior highs and say some of these little badasses over here in the Thomas.
And I personally know people who are involved in that.
Okay, based in Atlanta, working to improve the quality of life within the African, I mean, that is so damn generic, within the African American community. Yeah, they're doing a great job. Next, this pimp, National Action Network. This organization, led by Pimp Al Sharpton, promotes a modern civil rights agenda that includes just and decency for all people, regardless of race, social justice, or communities, and the improvement of race relations. Yeah, who wants to sit down and talk to Al Sharpton for 5 minutes about improving anything related to race relations? Who might want to talk to Al Sharpton?
I think
on any serious way.
I think many blacks wouldn't want to talk to Al Sharpton. I think that he's
okay, but no, these are the black organizations. They got nerve enough to represent black people, right? Here we go. African American Planning Commission addresses issues of homelessness, domestic violence, HIV and AIDS. Yeah, they're doing
a good job.
They actually do
put action. They're like on the streets, kind of like the way that things that you do. So it's sort of under the radar. It doesn't have big goals that you have to buy.
My thing is, I want numbers to go down. I want the numbers of people are they making that happen? Because if I'm dogging them.
You know what? I will do you. I will have you better. I'll have you some research next time.
Do it. Because if I'm dogging them
wrong, I'll tell you. What are they again? Say
the African American Planning Commission. We got it. I'm going to give you a copy of everything.
Great.
All right. Here's the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is what they're supposed to do. A champion of social justice that has fought long and hard to ensure that the voices of African Americans would be heard. Yeah, back in 1964.
And I could tell you some things about that, too, but I don't want to draw your time out.
Okay, but see, next week, what we're going to do, I'm going to have some today statistics.
Okay.
I'm going to have some today statistics, and I'm going to have some stats from the days that these organizations were founded.
Okay.
And I'm going to see, and we're going to talk about, because if I'm dogging somebody unnecessarily, I'm a fool.
Well, no.
And I don't want
to
be a fool.
No, but you have to remember that there's some practice in them wanting to make things look a certain way.
Look. They tell me I don't get the money because I don't have the outcome they look for.
Right.
Okay? All right?
Exactly.
So, once again, I'm going to look at what the statistics for our black people were back then when they were founded and what they are today, and I'm going to see if there's any difference,
Mm-hmm.
And so all the people that gave them money wasted their money for the last 45
Okay.
All right, so
Let's do it.
Some of them. And what I'm going to do,
and if anybody can find anything that they want to discuss, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
And call us next week or email me at director@aaasm.org. But what I'm going to do in the meantime, I'm going to write each one of these, especially the ones that I really know I dog 24/7.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask them, I'm going to tell them who I am. I'm going to tell them this is what I see.
What have you done for us lately?
And what have you done for Janet? What have you done for me lately? And what is your plan now that we have a black president?
Mm-hmm.
You know, shouldn't you be like my son says, shouldn't you be trying to get, you know what I'm saying? If you got any chance to get up there and actually make a real difference in the black community, it would be now. You know?
Right.
All right? I wrote him a letter and got a response 10 months later.
Uh-huh.
I think they can write the president a letter and get a response tomorrow.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, let's do some shit that's going to make a difference.
Very cool.
Anyway, I'm always mad. This is the diary. And we didn't go over apathy, and we're going to just go start it. We're going to start it.
Okay.
Because this is what's wrong.
Okay.
Right
what
here.
Is it?
Apathy. And I got a death. I got a. I'm like, what? Calm down. Quit sweating. And say something somebody can understand.
Say something somebody can understand.
Oh, here we go. By definition, okay? It's the absence of emotion. All right, the lack of interest or concern, especially regarding matters of general importance.
Ooh, that's a nice one. I love that.
All right. So for black people, stupid black people, all of you stupid black people out there that think just because you have everything you need, that everything is all good, but it's not. And to me, general importance for all black people should be other black people. That should be of general importance, okay? So apathy is what's wrong with black people. That's what's wrong. As long as I got mine, screw you, or I'm going to get over on you to make sure I get mine.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
You know, and to me, that this whole mentality for black people equates to the destruction of our blackness and who we are as a people.
I think you're so right.
You know, I mean, don't say I'm right. I hate when people kiss my ass. Tell me the truth and why you think
you're
I'm right.
You're wrong, Stacey. You're so wrong. I think you're right because that is it. I really do think that there's something that's not clicking and motivating black people to get
to do something, right?
Yeah, exactly. And at one point there was, we need to find that again, and we need to run with it. And it was supposed to be the fact that we finally got one of our big dreams, which was a black president, in there.
But black people didn't get him elected.
What we need to do now is take that as part of the spirit that we move forward with.
It's crazy. So black people, quit having apathy. All right?
Yeah.
And we're going to continue on that because
it's a sickness.
It's a disease, and you need to stop it.
Drug addiction. It really is.
Okay. Now tell me. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying.
It's bad.
Drug addiction because it affects everything.
So that's why next week we're going to come back with our stats. We want to show the current stats for black America.
All right.
And if you read those and you don't care, you know, my thing is because I do have black sons, and I do. I'm out in the community.
And a black daughter.
But you know what?
Deal with this black man.
She does. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, she does. And
you got to deal with and we got aftermath.
Right. Exactly. And she's dealing with it right now.
Exactly.
And that's the sad part about black America. If the black woman isn't strong, there is no strength. I mean, there is none. No, there is none. So this is the diary. This is what I love doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here just to bitch about everything that's wrong. The Association of African American Single Mothers tries to do something about
action.
What's wrong. Action, action. Please go to the website. If you know anybody
right
that
on.
Needs a website design, take a look at our sample. And we can do it for you. Updates as much as you need. It's very cost effective. They look great, and and in the meantime, you will support the program. You know, there's nothing more that I love doing than helping people helping you. This is a diary coming every Sunday, me and Ray, the Association of African American Single Mothers. Go to our website, give us your thoughts, www.aaasm.org, and we are out of here, and we will see you next week.
In March.
All right.